Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bring in a defensive guy, former NFL linebacker, Cal great Lorenzo Alexander, joins us on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. Lorenzo, all okay in the Alexander
house? Zoe's in the house!
Last time we talked, I think it was someone's birthday in your house, right? Was it one of your kids' birthdays?
No, not recently. Everything is good, though.
Okay.
Going back to school.
All righty. There you go. Now you get to be a teacher is what you get to be.
Right. Yeah, so it's always a
straight A's for the kids, right, Zoe? Straight A's for the kids? You been a teacher?
Oh, yeah. I'm smart now. You know, you heard that intro.
Great. Hey, man, you
just on the football field.
Hey, absolutely. Anybody got the name Zoe or Lolo, man, hey, you got to ride with them. So I'm feeling what you're putting down, Lorenzo, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O. Holla at your boy. Anyway, let's talk about how smart the Niners are. What'd you see? I know you're in Arizona, based in Arizona now. You see what Calamari was able to do with his legs. What'd you see in some of the breakdowns you saw of the defense of the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just always hard when you play a mobile quarterback, you know, like a Kyler Murray. When you think about, you know, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, you know, and Patrick Mahomes, any guy that's able to move in the pocket, you can even throw Aaron Rodgers in there. It's really hard to cover somebody, especially a guy like Hopkins, who we found, I think, 14 times for like
114.
To hold him and guard him for that much of a time. And so I think those are some of the issues that he caused. And so maybe next time they play, maybe you have a spy, maybe you have the defensive line, maybe you go to a three-man and run game and have like a joker so you can spy him. And so there's some different things that you can do to maybe just keep him in the pocket so he's not getting, you know, 10, 15 guys downfield. But I think ultimately the game depends on the special teams play. Because I thought the Niners were doing a great job, but once they gave up their black punt, that really shifted for the Arizona Cardinals and their momentum. They could score right there and get themselves back.
Hey, Lorenzo, let's call you right back. We're going to give you a call right back. We're
what
having
you
some
doing,
problems
man?
With the line. I know. We're going to get that going in just a second. So we're going to get Lorenzo Alexander, former Cal great, joining us in just a second. We're going to try to give him a call back. I can tell you the Chilton Autobody text line is red hot in this one. This one from the 650, good call, though. I was looking for 55. It was hard to find him in the ball game the other day. That's from someone in the Chilton Autobody text line. From the 707, Gino, it looks like he can't cut off that knee. Oof, that's not good news. From the 510, here's a hot take. I think the Giants game is a tough look-ahead game for the 49ers. Giants offense was moving the ball against a good defense in the Steelers last night, and a lot of people have the Niners winning that game, but don't sleep on the Giants. We got Lorenzo Alexander back. Go ahead, Lorenzo. Thanks again for coming back to us. We do appreciate it. We had a little issue with the phone lines there. But you were talking about the defense against Kyler Murray, but what you saw in that Cardinal game and what the 49ers were trying to do against the great, the young, very agile Cardinals quarterback. What did you see?
Yeah, it's just really hard to stop a guy like that. You think about all the mobile quarterbacks. You really have to almost designate a guy, whether it's defensive line being very aware of where he's at, just try to keep him in the pocket because you don't want guys running off 10, 15 yards at a pop when you have everybody covered and he can score a touchdown like he did, or getting outside of the pocket and extending plays to where he can find a guy like DeAndre Hopkins down the field, which is hard enough to cover in rhythm. Now you're giving him additional time, and that's why he ended up having, you know, 14 catches for 150. But for me watching the game, I thought the pivotal point was when the Cardinals had the block punt. That really shifted. I thought the Niners were in control at that moment. But once that occurred, it really gave the Cardinals some momentum and some steam to get things going.
You were mentioning the idea of a spy. Would that just be one individual following him throughout the entire game, or would you kind of pick and pop on which formations and which times of the game would you try to instill the spy?
So there's just different ways about going about doing it. So there's coverages that allow you to have a spy. So if you're like a cover three team, you have traditionally, obviously, your hook players have eyes on him. And so if they see him break, they can come out of the zone. Obviously, that's a timing issue because you leave the zone, he may find somebody behind you. Cover one, you can have a wrap player, whether that's a traditional line backer or a safety, which we call lurk in the schemes I've played in, come down and lurk him. So if you have an athletic linebacker or athletic safety that can hunt him down, or you have your D-line, right? And so they have to be really aware and intentional about how they're rushing, their rush lanes. Sometimes what we used to do when I played on teams, we would go to like a three-man D-line front. You would have like a spinner, a guy stand up, which we call the Joker, and he would spy. And he could run games and rush and add in as he fit. And so I think it's like really having a combination of those things so he never really gets truly comfortable as in the quarterback as far as who has him. And if you can change it up, he may be looking for one guy, but now it's somebody else. And, you know, you kind of get a feel through that throughout the game, first, second down, and third down packages.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's what a lot of teams do, or they bring someone off the edge and make him look only one side, make him roll away and say, hey, make sure he doesn't get break, contain opposite sides, put pressure on him. When you're thinking about just the Niners' ability to run the ball and the inconsistency of throwing, what did you see out of Jimmy G in the receivers? Something seemed off. Did you see that too?
Right, I did. I mean, I think the Niners obviously ran the ball really well. I think they have some great schemes. But what I didn't, I was watching the game, you know, obviously living in Phoenix and have playing for the Cardinals. I wanted to see how Patrick Peterson was going to do because, you know, there's kind of been a lot of noise around him, you know, what he did, how bad he was in the beginning, but came on strong in the end and this being a contract year. And I was like, man, where's Pat P at? And I say that because I never felt like they threw to the outside or went to their receivers. And so I think that is a place where I know they have some injuries with the Niners that they're going to continue to have to develop. You know, even challenging guys at times and not really caring who the corner is, but you have to throw the ball out there because if you don't, defenses understand that and start playing to you not doing that and will, you know, dial up certain things that in the, at the end of the day, if you're not going to throw outside or stretch the field, which I think he maybe took one or two shots if they didn't connect, are going to plague you. You know, he's not going to throw outside, all right, then we can do this because he doesn't have that confidence until you show him. Until Jimmy G shows defenses that he's willing to, you know, challenge guys on the outside.
Lorenzo Alexander joining us here on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line on Kozlow and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, as a linebacker, as you watch Jimmy G, what would you do against him? Is he a guy, I don't want to say he instills fear, but what's the view of him as a quarterback? Is he a guy who is a manager? Is he a guy who, if you ask him, he can beat you? You can put the ball in his hands and let him take the game over? As a linebacker, how do you see Jimmy G?
I mean, I think he's still in that developmental process. I mean, he's, you know, been in the league for a while, but still is trying to, you know, figure out, I think, who he is. And, you know, he's on that line of, you know, whether you want to call him a game manager or a playmaker, because we've all seen him put up some big numbers. And so in this league, you know, guys can come out and have great years. You know, even look at my career, right? I had 12 and a half sacks one year, but that was the only time I was able to do that. That doesn't mean I'm not a good player, but I couldn't consistently put myself in that rare air of being a double-digit sack player. And there are quarterbacks like that, too. Everybody can't be an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady and do it consistently, but doesn't mean that you can't be productive. And I think he's still in that realm of just being a solid guy that's going to go out there and get the job done. But can he beat you every single week? Not as of right now. And so I don't think he puts that fear in the defenses like some other guys around the league may because of what they're able to do week in and week out.
Well said. I could not agree with you more. And I think that people sometimes judge him, you know, off of only being a starter for 1 year. This is his second full year, and they want to see him be great. Stop the press. Haven't seen it yet. We got to give Jimmy G some time. How do you feel, Lorenzo, when it comes to the quarterback position in general? I like this kid at LSU, Burrows. The guy's fast, can make moves with his legs, can throw the ball, can do it all. Do you think this league now is do you think the day of the statuesque quarterback is over, or do you think it's getting ready to start being even a more of a swift to a shift to the mobile quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, if you can find a guy that's able to do that, especially early in his career, I don't think it's anything that's sustainable over a long period of time. But if you can have a guy that can, you know, mix it in and change it up, and you think about all the guys that are doing it now, they'll give it to you, and you have to defend it, and it opens up other things. Just the threat of, you know, even like a guy like Josh Allen, he's not going to run like a Lamar Jackson, but he has a threat of running the ball. But that's something that now you have to prepare for. And that's time you take away from maybe the bulk of what an offense does. And so you have just one additional thing you have to worry about as a defender. So I think guys are coordinators, or a copycat league like we always see, are seeing that and say, okay, he doesn't have to be Lamar Jackson, but if he just has the threat, this can open up this part of our game plan, the play action, counter pass, just so many things. And then you just slow down the defensive ends because they don't know where the guy is at. And it just really I think this is to be more effective because it's just another component that a defender has to worry about. Quarterback.
I think someone's playing on your phone, Lorenzo. I think someone's trying to dial out right now. They're trying to dial 9 and then dial some sort of – I think that's an overseas number, Jim, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right. Key tone. I think you're right. Someone's trying to get long distance at your expense, my man. Is that
so? You getting them cheeks getting too big? So you hitting the phone with your cheeks, bro? Yeah, you ain't redial, bro.
Too good right now, right?
That's why someone's trying to get you a job in NFL Europe. Are the Scotland Claymores still in operation?
I know we got to get me on the comrades, so I sound like I'm right there in the studio. You know, I'm a professional, so I like to do it that way. I'm not used
okay. Okay, we'll have to dial you up next time. Speaking of dialed up, what'd you think of your Buffalo Bills? It looked pretty good. And how was it for you watching an NFL Sunday like the rest of us schlubs?
I was good. I really enjoyed it. Was able to come away without any injuries. Didn't feel bad Monday morning. So, you know, I was great watching the game at home. You know, obviously cheering for the Bills and really liking what I saw from the defense. Got a little scary there for a moment because Tremaine and Matt Milano, both their starting linebackers, went out. But they were dominant for the whole game. Obviously, you know, the Jets aren't one of the elite teams, but it's a divisional game, and anytime you can beat a divisional opponent is great. I thought Josh looked really good outside of his two fumbles. But they have a lot of weapons over there, and it's going to be really hard to match up consistently with them offensively because they have legitimately 5 to 6 guys they can get the ball to on any given play. So, definitely be looking out for them when they play the Niners.
Lorenzo, we're going to do this again real soon, buddy. We appreciate you coming on. I hope everything is well in the Alexander house, and enjoy week 2 of the NFL coming up on Sunday.
I appreciate you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.